Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show. And of course, it's got to be Wednesday afternoon, 3:30 Central Time here in Houston, Texas. We're coming to you live from the Tough Talk Radio Network. It's something that we've been doing for almost, I guess, about 9 years now. Very excited about being on the air. It just always enables me to be, closer to the people out there that are doing great things for others. And, you know, in Tough Talk Christian Radio, we just like to meet the people that are, we're trying to take the steps that God places us on and do the right things on a steady basis. And, you know, as for myself, I find that that's complicated a lot of times because we let life get in the way. And I know that we're all a little bit guilty of letting life get in the way. But the good news is that as long as we keep trying and going in the right direction and staying in the Word and surrounding ourselves with like-minded people, things get easier. Not often, but it does get easier. Patience is something that is a part of it as well. Speaking for myself, I know we have a remodeling business here in the Houston area, family-owned business. Of course, everyone knows about the storm Harvey 7 months ago to hit here. So a lot of people are very busy like ourselves, lots and lots of work. But what comes along with that is lots and lots of stress. And also the customers are waiting to get back in their homes. They've been out of it 6-7 months. And, you know, they're running out of patience. So I find myself tested a lot on how well I can perform under that type of situation. And I got to tell you, folks, I don't pass the test often. But the days that I do pass, I'm very excited about it. I'm very thankful that the Lord has given me the opportunity to have that chance every single day. And I can honestly say by 10 o'clock in the morning, I don't know how excited I am about having that opportunity. But by the end of the day, when I bed down, I know that I've done the best I can. And I know that as long as I have a conversation with the Lord, He'll help me through those times. Okay? And I might not always get the answers that I want. I might not listen well enough. I might not do the right things, but one thing I know for sure is I love the Lord, and I know without Him I can't do anything. So I just hope that everyone out there that's having a struggle today, yesterday, or this week, that they just give it up to the Lord. You know, I had a conversation a few weeks back with someone, and I said, as a business owner, we tend to grab a hold of everything we can carry, and then a few more items, and we try to walk with all that load on us. And, you know, what happens is our feet give out, our back gives out, the load falls down, everything is all displaced, and, you know, we get upset and we get just really besides ourselves. So one of the things I found is if along the way you can give at least half of your load to the Lord, that's a big start, and it'll allow you to go further and longer and help you to be better. So I hope that everyone out there will give it a try. Okay, if you're struggling with things, and want to call in and tell us what it is that you're carrying around, how you've given it to the Lord, how different things have worked for you, give us a call, 347-989-1363. Press 1 to talk to the producer to bring up a question on the show, or just listen in by dialing 347-989-1363 and just pressing no numbers. We have a guest today that was on our show a couple years back, and I'm excited about that. This gentleman stays very, very busy. He has radio shows. He has a church. He has teenagers. He's written, I think he told me in the last 5 or 6 months he's written 4 or 5 books. So just for the average person out there, you have a job, you have teenagers, and you have time to write 4 or 5 books, I don't know. I think we want to find out when he sleeps. But what I like to do is not waste much more time, and I'd like to introduce everyone to Pastor Bill Jenkins. He's the founding and senior pastor of the Church of Acts in Indianapolis. So without wasting any time, Pastor Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony, good to be with you.
Pastor Bill, you know, as I was reading different things and listening to what we talked about before the show started, I know you mentioned you've written four or five different books, and we're going to talk about one of them today, but you also said that you had, I think you have three teenagers, if I'm correct, and you've been in ministry over 28 years, and writing books and pastoring the church and living life. Jeez, oh man, how do you find the time, Pastor Bill?
Well, I tell you, you know, you got to prioritize it. That's the most important thing. You know, this year I'm going to be married 20 years to my wife, and I date her every week. And so I prioritize that. We have our time. We have our date night. We have our family night. And, you know, I coach my kids' teams. I have a 17, 15, 13-year-old. Plus, I pastor two churches. I actually pastor a church in California, plus in Indianapolis, Indiana. So I fly back and forth a lot. So with everything that's going on, I stay busy, but it's all right. You know, it's just part of what I do. I guess I just rest when I get to heaven.
Well, you know, we say that, Pastor Bill, but, you know, my father used to say, I'll have plenty of time to sleep when I die. And that might be true. But, you know, walking through the steps of life every day, and I'm sure that, like most pastors out there, you have had conversations with others that most of the regular folks don't have. So there's a lot of weight on your shoulders. And when that load starts getting heavy, how do you recognize the time to slow down, stop, look up, bend down, kneel over, whatever it is that you have to do to ask for help? I mean, do you get a tap on the shoulder? I mean, do you just set your alarm? How does that work for a busy person like yourself?
Well, you know, one thing I always love about you and being on your program is that you're honesty. And I think if you're going to be on your program, you got to be honest, because I love the honesty that you bring forth. And honestly, I'll tell you something. I don't know if I always do it right. I don't know if I always do it well. I think sometimes, you know, it catches up to me and, you know, I may get a headache. I may be forced to sit down or to lay down and to stop. So I don't think I always do a good job. I think that's something I'm still working on, even at my age, trying to, you know, do a better job at and, you know, make sure that I'm prioritizing things in my life, making sure that I, you know, pencil things in and get things done that I need to get done. Some days are longer than others, but you know, sometimes I'm forced to have to sit down because I don't take care of my body in the midst of me taking care of everything else in my life.
So, you know, I often get excited when I go to church and the pastor tells us that, you know, they have struggles too. You know, sometimes people think that just because you're the pastor that, I mean, you got the direct hotline to God and everything's just, you know, just, you know, what is it, chocolates and, you know, just sweet taste in water, I guess, you know what I mean? But it's not. I mean, we all have to endure our daily day of life. And what I find interesting is that when I find a guest, a pastor especially, that is willing to be transparent, I think for me, that's the key, is having me connected to that person standing in the front of the room, is that transparency. So when you're up on, you know, and I had a conversation with my pastor one time, so I know it's not like you're up on stage like a speaker, okay? You're just out there giving the news, and God does the rest to the people in the audience. But I know you guys practice a lot, and you do all these different things. But when you're up there, okay, and you're teaching, when you're saying a sermon at church, you're teaching. Do you find that the lesson is more meaningful to you than the people and sitting in the chairs, or is it just something that you go through?
Well, I tell you, I think that I tell all kinds of young ministers all the time, one of the most important things to do is when you are teaching, to teach out of the overflow. Part of teaching out of the overflow is that you're filled up, you're ready, you've been prayed, maybe you've had to fast, maybe you spend some extra hours in prayer, because you're going to be more responsible for the things you give. So you want to make sure that you are living what you're giving. I think one of the greatest freedoms that we can get free of in life is getting free of ourselves and getting free of the opinions of other people. So we can never allow ourselves to you know, get caught up in what other people think about us, either good or bad. We have to remain humble and never think more of ourselves than what we ought to. And I think it's important that, you know, we're always ready, we're always prepared, and we always let it go through us before we give it to somebody else. The last thing we need in the pulpits of America is more hypocrites. So we need people to be people of integrity, be honest, share with themselves. You know, I don't like fake people. And, you know, that's one of the struggles that I have in life, trying to, you know, go through life and just be yourself. Just be real. Don't try to be something you're not. Don't try to be more or less than who God made you to be. Be okay with who you are. There's going to be some people who love you, some people who don't like you. And that's okay. I really learned a long time ago, I'm not everybody's reward. I would love to be everybody's reward, but I am somebody's reward. So I can't go around being all discouraged because of the people who don't accept me. I got to focus in on those who do accept me and give my best, do my best, and offer my best to them every single time I get on that pulpit. I deserve that for me. God deserves that, and the people deserve it who are coming to hear me give a word that can change their lives.
So I wanted to make sure that people got to know a little bit about you, Pastor Bill, and it says a lot what you just said, okay? It's more than just being in front of the room. There's a whole bunch more, and you aren't the perfect child. I don't even know if there is a perfect child. I know we used to tease our kids that they were the perfect child just to get the older ones to do better. But the thing of it is, I like to find let people know a little bit about you. Now, I know you pastor a church in Indianapolis and in California. Where are you calling it from? Where's home?
Well, today I'm calling from California. So I'm talking to you from nearby Ontario, California, about 40 minutes from L.A. It's called the Inland Empire area, and we started a brand new church here in California. Our main base is in Indianapolis, but we travel back and forth, so we have a place in both Indiana and in California. And so we're just trying to do what we can to build a kingdom, whether it be writing books, whether it be speaking at conferences, building churches, whatever it may be, both here in America and in other nations. Our heart is just to go out there and outserve other people, make a difference in people's lives, help people where they're at, what they're going through. If they're going through a time of trouble, if they're sick in their body, if they have tremendous debt, if they have marriage problems, problems with their kids, whatever's going on, we want to be relevant. We want to be and meet them where they're at and allow the Lord to turn things around, shift the momentum, and thrust them into their destiny in life. So that's our prayer. That's our hope. That's our desire. That's what our ministry is all about.
So you mentioned that you've been doing this, I believe, 28 years in ministry. Can I ask you, what was the start of that? What made you decide that one day that this is where the Lord wanted you? And then what made you understand that that's truly where the Lord wanted you?
Wow. You know, I got saved right before I was 18. I had an opportunity to play some minor league baseball, but I got saved, gave my life to the Lord. The Lord gave me sort of a vision of everything that was to come. And whatever I do, I have to do it all the way. I can't just do things halfway. And so when I started at 17, almost right before my 18th birthday, got involved in youth ministry, saw great things happen in youth ministry. And then from there, I got opportunities to go to other churches and speak. Went to Bible College at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas, so not too far from where you're at. And then from there, went and started a church in Indianapolis, grew that 30 acres right off the freeway, I-65 and Keystone there in Indianapolis. And then, you know, we came here and started a church in California. So, you know, that's what we want to do is, you know, help people understand their destiny. One of the toughest things, I think, for us as people is to find what our purpose is. Who are we? What have we been called to? What are we here for? When we can find that, I think we find the key to life because, you know, too often the enemy fights us more than anything to keep us from fulfilling our purpose in life. So you haven't just been saved from hell. You've been saved for a purpose. So we want you to find your purpose. We want you to find the reason you're here. obviously, if God was done with you, you wouldn't be living and breathing. You wouldn't have a pulse. So God has a purpose for your life that is still yet unfulfilled, and there's still things left to be done. So our goal, our job is to help you to find that and, you know, to find the success that God has intended for your life.
Okay, so I want to talk about books. You've written a lot of books, and for all those out there, I want everyone to know that if you go to Tough Talk Radio Network Facebook page or my Facebook page, okay, there's all the information that we're talking about, links to get you to get in touch with Pastor Bill, his Christian Center, his radio shows, his church. There's a lot of ways to connect with him. So, but I want to talk about the books. You obviously love writing books because, well, how many books have you written totally?
Well, I just released my 10th book called Spiritual Assassins that tells you every evil spirit that's mentioned in the Bible. So I help you define it. I give you characteristics. I tell you what it's all about. And I tell you how to assassinate your assassins before they assassinate you, because most people don't realize it, but the enemy assigns an assassin to you at birth. So every one of us struggles with different things. What you struggle with may be different than what I struggle with. What I struggle with may be different than what someone else struggles with. So there's actually 27 different evil spirits mentioned in the Bible. And what I do is I break it down for you. I help you to identify it, and I help you to be able to overcome whatever it is that, you know, is harassing you in your life so that you can walk in victory. So that's my last book, is Spiritual Assassins. So 10 in total, plus I've done other manuals that other businesses and churches use to help teach their leaders and their workers as well.
Pastor Bill, have you always been a writer?
You know, I haven't been. I just felt like it was important for me to put some things in print, write some things down, document some stuff. You know, God's been good to me, given me a lot of, you know, wisdom and revelation. So I just sort of felt impressed to write it down. I still, even after 10 books, don't consider myself like a professional author, but I feel like it's important for me to write these things down, get them into print. See, I believe this, Tony. I believe that when God wants to give you something, for instance, when he wants to give you a healing or a miracle or a deliverance or a blessing, he gives you a word, and it's what you do with that word that determines the difference between success and failure. So if you can get a word from God on something, that's what changes your life. The miracles, the blessings, all of those other things, those are just manifestations that come forth from a initial word that is given. So if I can give you a word in one of my books that can help to maybe you can make application of in your life, I believe it can turn things around forever for you.
I like that. I've authored a couple books. I don't think I could write 10. I try to read 10 in a year. I don't always seem to finish the books. A lot of people send them to me, and I get really excited when I get the book in the mail and I start reading things. And the funny thing is, Pastor Bill, it always seems like when you pick up a book and you're reading it, and if it's, for me anyway, if it's Christian-based book, it always seems to be what I need to read that day. For some unknown reason, I mean, God's just got a funny sense of humor, I guess, but do you find that people reach out to you and say that your book is exactly what they needed?
Yeah, you know, I try to write things that are going to help people where they're at and what they're going through. You know, I don't like wasting space or wasting time. So when I give you a book, I'm just going to give you the meat and potatoes of it. I'm not going to give you a bunch of stuff just to fill up pages so I can say that I've written a long book. Most of my books are around 150 to 200 pages, so they're not long books, but I give them to you in a simple, easy-to-read format. And I have a lot of people tell me that once they start reading it, they don't want to put it down, because I'm giving them inspiration, information, and divine revelation that, you know, they need at that moment. So it doesn't matter what books that I'm putting out there. I hear from people tell me that they really enjoy reading it, and that once they start, they can't put it down because they're getting something that is causing them to have the Lord meet them at their point of need and turn things around in their life. And so that's the whole goal. You know, I'm not trying to impress people. I'm not trying to show you how smart I am. I'm just trying to get the information that God has put in my heart across to other people in a simple, understandable way. That's one of the things that I pride myself on, is making the scripture practical, making it easy to understand. You know, the Bible can sometimes be difficult. It can sometimes be intimidating for some people. So I want to break the toughest passages of scripture down so that you can understand it in a simple way and make application of it in your life today. I don't need something next week. I may not even be around next week. I need something today, right here, right now, where I'm at. And that's what I want to do, is break it down for you and what you're going through right now in your life.
Okay, so you have WIMD Radio. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's an internet radio station, 24 hours a day, Christian radio. We play music. Me and my wife have a daily program on there. East Coast, it's 1 o'clock. West Coast, it is at 10 a.m. in the morning. And then we re-air the program later in the day. I also have a specific program that I do myself called the Prophetic Almanac. And that's based on the books, the yearly books that I've been writing. So over the past few years, I've been taking the numbers of the Bible, looking at them and dissecting them, and then releasing a vision based upon what that number in the Bible means and references. For instance, the number 18, obviously 2018, when you see it in the Bible, it's mentioned 33 times. And every time it's mentioned, it is revolving around bondage. And so this is a year when I believe God wants us to break the bondage in our lives. You remember the story of the woman who had the spirit of infirmity for 18 years, came to the Lord, and the Lord broke the power of that over 18 years. Well, this is a year when God wants to break the bondage over people's lives. So whatever you're struggling with, whatever hurt, habit, or hang-up you have, this is a year we got to lay it down, yield it to the Lord, allow God to go into those nooks and crannies of our heart and really allow him to expose some things and shed some light on those areas of our life so that we can get healed and delivered. There's some things that people have been struggling with for years. I say this is the year for us to sort of get beyond that, get delivered of that, and move forward into fulfilling the plan that God has put in place on our life. And so, you know, the Prophetic Almanac is on our radio station, and it's real simple. All you got to do is go to WIMDradio.com. And we play the Illustrated Bible at night so that even while you're resting, because we know that your body sleeps, your body rests, but your spirit never does. So you got to be careful what's playing in the background, you know, what you're watching on TV, what's playing on the radio. So we at WIMD Radio, we play the Illustrated Bible at night so you can wake up feeling rested, feeling good. You know, if you're watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer and you're waking up angry in the morning wanting to kill a bunch of people, that might be the reason why, because you've been feeding your spirit on a bunch of bad stuff. So we want you to feed your spirit on good things, Christian music, great programming. We have the Illustrated Bible. We have a Celebrate Recovery program that is a Christian alternative to the AA and the NA programs, where we're giving you biblical-based steps in order to overcome those hurts, habits, and hang-ups that you have in your life. So it's a great little tool that we're using to sort of get the word out. With it being internet, you can get on your phone, iPad, you can put it on in your car, listen to it on your computer, in your house, wherever you may be. You know, with today's technology, you can take this word and you can take it around the world. And so that's what we're doing with WIMD Radio.
I love what you're doing, man. Just the energy in your voice gets me pumped up. I'm excited. Now, I know that you're married, and you and your wife do a show together. It says you have three boys, and I believe they're teenagers. Can we prod a little bit? What are their ages?
Well, I have a 17, 15, and 13-year-old. So, and they're all different. You know, they're all boys, but you know, they all have different interests. I get them involved in sports, so I coach their sports teams, whether it be basketball, baseball, or football, and just want to be a part of their life. You know, I don't feel like I can be a good pastor until I'm a good spouse, until I'm a good parent. And, you know, I just think that we have too many people who know how to tell people how to live, but they're not showing them how to live. And so my goal is to be a good father. My goal is to be a good husband. And I believe that that gives me the right to then have the opportunity to speak in other people's lives. So I take my job as a husband, I take my job as a father very seriously, whether it be spending time with them, dating my wife, having family time, coaching their teams, getting them in church, making sure that they get good grades in school, preparing them for the future, involving them in different business aspects so that they can learn and be taught different things. So my goal is to really allow my home life to be my first church and to minister to them first and foremost in my life.
Amen to that. I'll tell you something, Pastor Bill. You know, I have two boys, and I work in a family business with them. And it's not easy. Well, first, it's not easy to be a dad, then to be their boss and not their dad at the same time. You know, it gets a little confusing, right? And then what I really like the most about your conversation, you've said this two or maybe three times, is you're dating your wife. Okay, and a lot of people say, yeah, my wife and I, we go out once a week and we do this, we go out to dinner. But to say it that you're dating, that's a whole different, I think, and I'm going to steal that from you because that's a great way to put it, because it sounds like you're going through, you know, everybody knows when you're dating in the beginning, it's just beautiful and it's awesome and it's great. And then they say you get married, you have kids, and then, you know, life just goes on, right? But if you're still dating, that feeling of the beginning is still there. I think that's a great way to phrase it. I hope you don't mind if I steal that from you.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, the thing is, whatever you feed will grow, whatever you starve will die. So if the greatest part of your marriage is your wedding day, then you're not going to have that good of a marriage. So you got to, you know, cast things out, do fun things together, enjoy one another's company. You know, I enjoy being with my wife more than anybody else. And so she still makes me laugh. She still is a great source of joy to me. She works with me in the ministry. And so we spend a lot of time together, and I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, my wife is extremely beautiful. I believe she's the most beautiful woman in the world. And I feed that relationship by spending time with her, speaking her love language. We have expectations for one another, so our goal is to meet those expectations. And so we do some marriage conferences, and we teach people, you know, have expectations, set some boundaries, have some traditions, you know, do some things that are going to make your marriage better. Don't just expect that you're just going to wake up every day and it's going to get better on its own. That's not the way marriage works. So that's why we continually put effort in, and we do the things necessary in order to have a successful marriage. Like I said, in October, we'll be married 20 years, which I think is pretty awesome, especially with today's standard. But the greatest thing is I still enjoy her. She still enjoys me. So it's not just the years thing where we're just biding our time getting through, you know, and just keeping our vows. No, we really have a marriage where it is good for her and it's good for me. We're meeting one another's needs. We're speaking into one another's lives, and we're enjoying one another's company even after 20 years.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that. And I want to talk real fast. You know, Pastor Bill, time goes so fast. You know, you spend time on the radio. Just, you know, there's probably 100 more questions, and I'm looking forward to getting you back on the show because I think I could interview you once a week just to school myself. But the book, it's all about the reset, okay? Reboot, Reinvent, and Restore Your Life by Pastor Bill Jenkins. Now, people can get that book by going to churchofacts.org, okay? But I want to read a little piece of it. It says it's all about the reset. It is a book that will help you to reboot, reinvent, and restore your life. If you have lost your joy, creativity, passion, or vision, this book will give direction, remove the stallness of your life, and bring a refreshing from the Lord. Now, you know, our world today, if you turn on the television, everyone should be having this book in their hand because it's the symptoms of burnout, discover what reset really means, identify areas that require change, be given a 30-day devotional to achieve long-lasting success, find scriptures that will restore and refresh your soul. So, folks, this book will help you, if you're willing to move your feet, create a different way of life for yourself. So how long has this book been out, Pastor Bill?
Well, it came out at the beginning of the year, and It's All About the Reset is sort of an opportunity for you if you feel like you're in a slump, if you feel like you're burned out, if you don't think things are going your way or you're not having as much success as you want. you're not bearing as much fruit as you would like, to sort of reset things, get it back to its original state and condition, sort of like a broken bone or mileage odometer. You get it back to where it needs to be. I talk about the six areas of your life that really are going to determine how you feel about your life. Finances, priorities, marriage or relationships, your job or your calling, emotions and health. Six areas are really important for us to sort of rate, for us to sort of judge. Because if your finances are out of order, you're going to need to reset your finances. Maybe your marriage is out of order. You need to reset your marriage. Maybe your health. Maybe you're sick. Maybe your emotions are out of whack. You're full of anger or discouragement, whatever it may be. I'm going to teach you how to reset things in your life, get it back to where it needs to be so that you can be everything that God has intended you to be. So it's really an interesting book where I teach you to hit the reset button. I tell you, how do you know that you need to hit a reset button? If you're stuck in a rut, if you're ready for change, then this is a book for you because it's really going to set you up. I'm hearing more response from this than any of my other books. People are just absolutely loving this. They can get all of my books, by the way, by going to our website, PastorBillJenkins.org. So it's real simple, PastorBillJenkins.org. You can get it. We also have messages on iTunes and Google Play. You can check us out on our YouTube channel, and you can go to ChurchOfActs.org or DestinyLandCC.org, along with WIMDRadio.com. You can get all of the information you want, find out about these books, and I believe they're going to help you. I don't write a book without having a desire to help people, and so, you know, if you need change, if you're ready for a reset, if you've lost your energy, if you feel discouraged, if you're getting easily aggravated, stressed out, staleness in your life, if you're putting things off that you know need to be done, you don't have the vision you used to have, you're always complaining and dissatisfied, those are some signs that you need a reset. And I'm going to teach you how to sort of hit that reset button so that you can put yourself in a position to be thrust forward into fulfilling those things that God has placed and put on your life.
Hmm. Well, Pastor Bill, I apologize for running out of time. I need to make a show an hour long just for you because there's just so much more. I hope people will take time to go to PastorBill.org and check it out, ChurchOfActs.org. Go to my Facebook page, okay? Connect with Pastor Bill. He is doing some stuff that is very helpful to a lot of those people out there that are stalled out, stuck in a spot, don't know which way to go. Maybe your marriage is on I don't like to say the blink, but maybe it's on the wink. Maybe you're starting to see things a little differently than you wanted to. Connect with Pastor Bill. Make a change. Make a commitment. Pastor Bill, can you just, I know we just told everybody where they can connect with you. We're just about out of time. One thing left, I'd like for you to just give everybody one small piece of something so that they can maybe lean towards this year as they go through 2018, the year of bondage.
Yeah, I mean, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, you can have bondage or liberty, but in Romans 8 there, it talks about the third spirit, which is not just the spirit of adoption and the spirit of bondage, but it's your human spirit. So your human spirit is what determines whether you want freedom or whether you want bondage. So really, we can't blame it on the devil or blame it on our past or blame it on other people. We've really got to take responsibility for where we're at and begin to allow the Lord to enter into our hearts and lives in order for us to walk in liberty and not bondage. So again, go to PastorBillJenkins.org, find out all the information, get these books. I believe that they'll help you.
Well, Pastor Bill, I can't say thank you enough, and I surely am looking forward, if I have to come and bug you, to get you back on the show. You are awesome, and I appreciate the one thing I'm taking away today is I'm going to be talking about going out with my wife as dating and only dating. I really appreciate that. I needed to hear that today, and I'm just so thankful that we were blessed to have you on the show.
Hey, man, thanks a lot, Tony. Always love being with you, brother.
All right, pal, we'll talk soon. Folks, I'm up against the clock. There is no exit here. All I can do is say thank you to Pastor Bill. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week, and I just hope you'll take something out of today's show. Well, I wish everyone a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com for more information.